You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on November 23rd, 2025. Thank you for all those who donated to my show this month. Welcome to episode 46 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Cassie and Maggie's Golden Coal with I Long to Return. Boo Dionach Liam Tialid. That was I Long to Return, Boo Dionach Liam Tialid from Cassie and Maggie's Golden Coal. Next up is Class Actions, That Fleeting Feeling. Here is Harvest.
Seen you stuck there in a rut, day by day.
I'd like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. Two events occurred on November 17th. First was a report from Bob Copeland, the Senior Vice President of McLaren Global Solutions, on impacts of SFU getting out of the NCAA and into a Canadian athletic network, which was released at 10 a.m. 106 student athletes voiced their opinions while SFU voiced their options. NCAA or Canada West and U Sports, with a vast majority, wanted to stay in the NCAA due to multiple factors such as scholarships, eligibility, pathways to pro careers, and academic advancement. Also, SFU projects a $20 million deficit for the 2025-26 fiscal year, with the athletic department facing a $1 million budget deficit. If SFU moves to Canada West and U Sports, women's softball and both golf teams will be gone as they're not offered by U Sports. Furthermore, with one-time fees to Canada West $935K, U Sports $55K for a total of $990K, and recurring fees to Canada West and U Sports for 13 sports, being under $110K compared to $56K to NCAA, Great Northwest, and Rocky Mountain Athletic Conferences. Later on, the Red Leafs women's soccer were named as the GNAC team of the week, largely due to their three-peat on November 15th, a 5-4 shootout win against the Western Washington Vikings, with the captain Eve LaFontaine scoring the shootout winner, as the SFU backstop Sarah Lowen earned the GNAC Championships MVP, leading four Red Leafs in the GNAC All-Tournament team, forward Caden Sherwood, midfielder Chelsea Crock, and defender Eve LaFontaine, as SFU joined Western Washington, who won between 2015 and 2017, as the second team to win three straight GNAC crowns. The Red Leafs women's soccer team, who earned their way to the NCAA West Regionals as the third seed, are led by the head coach Carlo Basso, who has led the Red Leafs to three GNAC crowns in his first three seasons with the team, which finished 13-2-5 this fall, with the GNAC record 9-2-3 for a total of 35-11-4 overall and 22-10-10 in the GNAC. On November 18th, the Red Leafs track and field announced the recruitment of Zach Taylor, a star middle distance runner from New Hamburg, Ontario, as he ran in 800 meters at 150.9, the 11th fastest time in Canadian U18 history. On November 20th, the Simon Fraser Student Society and Simon Fraser University Student Athletic Committee released a joint letter on the possibility of SFU leaving the NCAA. Both the SFSS and SFU SAC want SFU to stay in the NCAA. There was also one game on November 20th as the SFU Volleyball hosted Northwest Nazarene at West Gym on the Burnaby Main campus, where the tip-off was at 6:46 p.m. and the Red Leafs swept away the Nighthawks in three straight sets. Northwest Nazarene were led by Abby Black with 8 kills, a block, 13 digs. Morgan Wilden with a block, 12 assists, and Casey Spray with 2 aces, 6 assists, 12 digs. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Megan Hawkins with 13 kills, Davida Hill with 10 kills, 9 digs, Natalie Lemoyne-Sells with 9 kills, 3 blocks, Ebba Person with 3 aces, whopping 22 assists, and Mason Unger with 2 aces, 6 assists, 11 digs. On November 21st, the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference announced their weekly swimming and diving honors, where the Red Leaf, Eben Velasic, earned the RMAC Swimmer of the Week between November 3rd and 17th. Velasic competed in 8 events for SFU in their quadrangular against Grand Canyon, Ottawa University, Arizona, Arizona Christian between November 7th and 8th, winning the 400-yard individual medley at 402.26 on day one. 6 events were on tap for November 21st. First with the Red Leafs Women's Wrestling, who started in the 2-day Missouri Valley Open at Burns Athletic Complex in Marshall, Missouri, with the first matches starting at 7 a.m. Pacific. As preliminaries, championship, consolation rounds, and quarterfinals between from 103 to 131 pounds occurred in day one, when most SFU wrestlers competed. Later on, both Red Leafs swimming teams started the 3-day Laverne Winter Invitational at East Los Angeles College in Monterey, California, where the first event, men's 500-yard freestyle, started at 9 a.m. with preliminaries in the morning. Meanwhile, the third-seed SFU women's soccer team played the 6th-seed Western Oregon, a fellow GNAC rival, in round one of the NCAA Division II West Regional Championships at Kellogg Stadium in Pomona, California, where the kickoff was at noon. The Red Leafs opened the scoring early in the game as Kiara Scott eluded the Wolves' backstop, Bella Lopez. Alisa Clark doubled the SFU lead on Western Oregon 4:46 later at 12:49 as the Red Leafs finished the first half up 2-0 on the Wolves, with SFU firing 13 shots, 4 on the Western Oregon goal, with the Wolves firing 7 shots, 3 on the Red Leafs goal. However, Western Oregon struck early in the second as Allie Beavers scored on the Red Leafs backstop Sarah Lowen just 11 seconds in, 45-11 into the game. Kara Scott scored her second of the night as SFU restored a 2-goal edge on Western Oregon at 59-11. The Wolves trimmed their deficit against the Red Leafs to 1 late in the game on CeCe Garcia's tally at 86-43. But SFU kept Western Oregon at bay for the remainder of the game, and the Red Leafs shaded the Wolves 3-2, as SFU won their first ever game at the NCAA Division II West Regionals. Western Oregon's Bella Lopez made 7 saves on 10 shots on goal from 19 Red Leafs shot attempts, while the SFU goalkeeper Sarah Lowen made 4 saves on 6 shots on goal from 13 Wolves shot attempts. Both Red Leafs basketball teams were in action starting at 4. First with the men's, who confronted the Westmont College Warriors at New PE Gymnasium in Monmouth, Oregon, the home of Western Oregon Wolves, where SFU fell to Westmont 83-64. The Warriors were led by Aiden Mandel with 30 points, the highest in the game, Chase Collins with 14, and Jarrett Bryan with 10. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Ajani Jameson with 17 points, Sartaj Bangu, Rocco Marish with 11 each, and Mikhail Maliboya with 10. Now with the SFU women's, as they confronted Adams State at Alterowitz Gymnasium in Billings, Montana, the home of Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets, where the Red Leafs shaded the Grizzlies 49-42. SFU were led by Rachel Lukes with 17 points, the highest in the game, while Adams State were led by Tajawan Hill with 15 and Keani Anitielu with 10. And the finals from day one of Laverne Invite Just a minute, please. Just have to get it correct. Just a minute, please. Sorry, I might have got some of the names wrong. Actually, sorry. And the finals from day one of the Laverne Winter Invitational capped off November 21st as the finals events started at 5 p.m., first with the men's 200-yard freestyle relay. Several relief swimmers earned SFU's all-time top five and NCAA invitation times, all of which were in minutes and seconds. Owen Nicholson won the men's 500 freestyle at 4:30.26, followed by Luka Tomic at 4:31.56, as both qualified for NCAA Standard B invitation times. In the women's 500 freestyle, Kara Kennedy finished in at 4:56 for an NCAA invite time, Jesse Dragici at 4:56.72 for a top five all time, Abby Andrews at 4:58.03, Delray Vitter at 5:01.41, and Lainey Perry at 5:02.37 for NCAA Standard B invitation times, which Ivan Velesic also qualified after a 1:48.82 finish in the men's 200 men's individual medley. Lucas Buck also achieved personal bests in two backstrokes, 23.14 in the men's 50 for second, and 49.6 in the men's 100 for top five all time. Seven events were in tap for November 22nd. First with the Red Leafs Women's Wrestling, who completed the two-day Missouri Valley Open at Burns Athletic Center in Marshall, Missouri, as consolation rounds, quarterfinals from 124 pounds, semifinals, and finals took place in day two, which started at 7 a.m. Pacific. One SFU performer finished in top three, as Julia Ricci won the 207 crown after a 2-1 win over J.C. Foiler of Iowa in the first place match. Meanwhile, Rachel Watkins of cross country represented the Red Leafs in the NCAA Division II cross country championships at Wayne Donnell National XC Golf Course, in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the women's 6K started at 8 a.m. Pacific, with the times in minutes and seconds. And Rachel Watkins ran in at 21:15.2 for 49th as the lone SFU representative. Tristan Spence of Adams State won the individual crown at 20:11, while Grand Valley State won the team crown with 65 points in the NCAA Division II Cross Country Championships Women's 6K at Wayne Donnell National XC Course in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The Red Leaf swimming teams resumed in the Laverne Winter Invitational at East Los Angeles College in Monterey Park, California, where preliminaries started at 9 a.m. Meanwhile, the SFU women's basketball resumed in the Yellow Jacket Classic against Jamestown, based in North Dakota, at Alterowitz Gymnasium in Billings, Montana, where the tip-off was at noon, and the Red Leafs defeated the Jimmies 55-45. Jamestown were led by Allie Burns with 15, while SFU were led by Bree Neufeld with 18 points, the highest in the game, Rachel Lukes with 11, and Rylan Cork with 10. Later on, the Red Leafs men's basketball played the Westminster Griffins, based in Salt Lake City, Utah, at Wolves Athletic Center in Monmouth, Oregon, the home of Western Oregon Wolves, where the tip-off was at 3:30 p.m., and SFU shaded Westminster 79-70. The Griffins were led by Cole Kataguchi with 24 points, the highest in the game, and Colin Hayes with 14. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs were led by Mikhail Malabuyak with 21 points, Zach Stone with 14, Sartaj Bangu with 11, and Tate Christensen with 10. And both SFU swimming teams and volleyball capped off November 22nd. First with the Red Leafs swimming teams, who competed in day two of the Laverne Winter Invitational, as the finals events started at 5 p.m., first with the men's 200 medley relay. multiple SFU swimmers earned NCAA Standard B times and top five school records. Owen Nicholson in the men's 400 individual medley at 357.63 for his second standard B. Jessica Dragici in the women's 400 individual medley at 425.25 for top five all time. And Evan Velasic at 54.61 in the 100 breaststroke for third all time. Now with the SFU volleyball, who hosted Central Washington University at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 5 p.m., and the Red Leafs bested the Wildcats 3-2. Central Washington were led by Ella Bynes with 17 kills, Scotty Ellsworth with 13 kills, 3 blocks, Corinne Westby with 2 aces, 12 kills, 9 digs, Kelly Shea Chang with 2 aces, 26 assists, 8 digs, Addie Allen with 25 assists, and Brooklyn Parker with 20 digs. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Natalie LeMoyne-Sells with 17 kills, 4 blocks, Davida Hill with 14 kills, Nina Kovacevic with 11 kills, 4 blocks, Eva Kadami with 2 aces, Mason Unger with an ace, 9 assists, 13 digs, Abba Person with an ace, 37 assists, 15 digs, and Ella McBitty with 10 assists, 8 digs. Just a minute. Five events are on tap today. Both wrestling teams are in Spokane Open, while swimming teams complete the 3-day 2025 Laverne Winter Invitational. All these events started at 9 a.m. Later on, the SFU women's soccer play Cal Poly Pomona in the NCAA Division II Women's Soccer Championships in Pomona, California, with the kickoff at 3 p.m.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Montana State Billings are first at 5-1. Northwest Nazarene are second at 3-1, much like St. Martin's. Alaska Anchorage are fourth at 5-2, much like Central Washington. Then there's a huge drop-off in the win parade, with Alaska Fairbanks 1-2-3-4-5-6, along with Western Oregon, Seattle Pacific 8th, 1-1, Western Washington 9th, 3-4, and Simon Fraser are dead last at 2-5.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like men's, no interconference games have been played as of yet. Alaska Anchorage are first at 5-0, Central Washington are second at 4-0. Northwest Nazarene and Western Oregon are tied for third at 3-1 records each. Western Washington are fifth at 5-2. St. Martin's 6-1-2-3-4-5-6-3-3. Simon Fraser are 7th at 3-4. Montana State Billings 8-3-5. Seattle Pacific 9th, 1-2, and Alaska Fairbanks last 0-4.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the final women's volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Simon Fraser clinched first at 14-4 conference, 20-4. Alaska Anchorage second, 14-4 conference, 23-5 overall. Much like Alaska Fairbanks. Central Washington, who round out the top four teams within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference at 14-4 conference records, finished fourth at 18-7 overall. The four teams are actually GNAC regular season co-champions, with SFU earning first due to the highest winning percentage. As for the rest, Western Washington, 5th, 13-5 conference, 19-6 overall. St. Martin's, 6th, 7-11 conference, 14-12 overall. Seattle Pacific, 7th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 7-11 conference, 12-14 overall. Northwest Nazarene, 8th, 5-13 conference, 6-19 overall. Western Oregon, 9th, 2-16 conference, 3-23 overall, and Montana State Billings finished with a 0-18 conference record with a 2-22 overall campaign for dead last in GNAC.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Listen to music and podcasts from CJSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CJSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get